For some of you, I probably need to introduce myself. I'm Chuck Hampton. My wife Barbara and I moved here from Ohio in 2008 and quickly became involved in COS and joined before the year was out. As my name indicates, I'm not Dutch. But I do share something in common with many of you. My family immigrated and first settled in New Jersey. Perhaps a bit earlier than yours did, this was 1683. But we're not here to hear my family history. But I do need to make two items to put a context to what I'm going to say. I spent a career of 38 years as a math professor, 36 years at the College of Western Ohio, and two more at Calvin after we moved up here to Grand Rapids. Secondly, I've had a very long involvement with University Christian Fellowship. As an undergraduate at the University of Michigan, as a graduate student at the University of Wisconsin, as a faculty advisor where I taught in Ohio, as a speaker at various conferences and on campus, and my wife and daughter were both staff with University Christian Fellowship at one point in their lives. Now, if we think about people who had influenced you, the saints that have impinged on our lives, I'm sure we could all come up with long lists, and I know I can. But I want to concentrate on people who influenced particularly my professional life. So I have a small list of people I'm going to say just briefly a few things about. And then I want to tell you a story about one person in particular. The first person on my list is Edward Grosbeck. He was the University of Michigan Registrar and the faculty advisor to the university chapter on that campus. I spent many evenings in his home, singing and in fellowship with students and his family, with Dr. G playing on his home organ. Second person is Ken Pike. Kenneth Pike was a University of Michigan professor of linguistics, whom I came to learn but had quite a reputation. In fact, many, many years later, I realized and learned sort of serendipitously that he was nominated for a Nobel Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. He didn't get it, but he was nominated. I spent several evenings sitting on the floor in his home, studying and discussing the book by J.B. Phillips, Your God is Too Small. I remember that having an impact on me in terms of thinking about who God was and his relationship to his creation and to me. The third person is Robert Frickenberg, the University of Wisconsin professor of history, political science, and South Asian studies. Again, a man of some reputation who was used as a consultant to the State Department and other agencies in Washington. Along with him at Wisconsin was Archie McKinney, a doctor and a university professor of hematology. I spent many evenings in the homes of both of those gentlemen with their wives and sometimes some of their families, homes with graduate students, many evenings spent in singing, but also in serious discussion relating faith to our disciplines and to how life was to be lived as a Christian. The fifth person was Charles Hatfield. He was a professor of mathematics at the University of Missouri. I was at a conference with him at Cedar Campus in northern Michigan, must have been about 1970. And as a mathematician, we sort of gravitated together. And he encouraged me to think about, seriously, about the relationship of mathematics and faith. And his encouragement led to my long-standing interest in the philosophy of mathematics. The last person in my short list is Paul Zweer. Some of you know him quite well. Paul was a professor of mathematics at Calvin for many years and recently passed away, as did Charles Hatfield, for that matter. When I first met Paul, he was a young math professor at Calvin. He was perhaps 10, 12 years older than I was, well into his career at Calvin. But he and I shared some common interests. Our specialties in mathematics were quite close to the same. We both had an interest in philosophy of mathematics, and we both loved to teach. He and I, with others, helped to form the Association of Christians in the Mathematical Sciences, an organization for Christians in our discipline. Now the story. It comes from about 1964. I can't pick the date very well, either in the end of my freshman year or the beginning of my sophomore year. The University of Michigan, I lived in a large dormitory. And I organized a dorm discussion on something related to science and faith. I have no memory of what the title was exactly, but something in that aspect. I arranged it, I reserved the room, I did all the advertising around the dormitory, which held, by the way, something like 1,200 students. The speaker was Gordon Van Wylen, who at that time was the Dean of Engineering at the University of Michigan. I was very disappointed and frankly very embarrassed when no one came. I was the only one there. Dean Van Wylen spent the evening with me. I was not an engineering student, had no thoughts of being an engineering student. He didn't go home and spend it with his family. He didn't go to his office and spend it on deaning stuff. I'm sure he had lots of paperwork he could have taken care of, but he had spent the evening with me. I don't recall exactly what we talked about, but I suspect it was something to do with science and face and maybe other kinds of things that came up. But he stayed for an hour or more, just talking with me in that lounge of the dormitory. It's an evening I'll never forget, and it was a subtle influence on my career path. Gordon Van Wylen and others were saints and models for me. I hope in my career I provided as good an example for some of the students that came across my path. Let's sing a hymn together, 562, We Will Extol Thee, God and King. We sang it this morning, but I had already picked it. I think it fits very well.